Welcome to the Crankcast, hour 28.
No,
that's a lie.
What hour are we on?
We're at 12, right?
12?
Hour 12. Halfway.
Halfway.
Who's everyone that's here?
Shh. Let's introduce ourselves one by one.
I'm Scotty Young, still in the building.
Tom Cater's rolling deep. I'm strong. I haven't had a drink yet either, so it'll be great when midnight's when I have my
That's
first.
A long introduction.
We've got Peanut Gallery over here.
Chris Tabor.
Dave doesn't like the trivia choice because it's only about the 90s.
Oh, we're still in.
Yeah, we're still here. I'm Chris Tabor. And Mike is in.
Yeah, you know me.
Yep. Halfway, baby. We've made it halfway.
And I'm here.
All right, Sal, explain to us what this hour is going to be about.
This is going to be You Don't Know Shit, bitch! The podcast trivia game show. We're going to do trivia. It's basically 90s edition Trivial Pursuit plus comic book trivia. So I'll ask the first question, and then subsequently after that, whoever gets the correct answer can pick a category after that. And so we
pick out the briefcases?
The ladies will be here soon with the golden briefcases.
What is in this box?
So we don't have any buzzers or anything, so just like raise your hand when you think you have the answer, and I'll call on you. Please don't shout out the answers, because then it's just be a question.
And only raise your hand if you truly think you know the answer.
Yeah, if you really know. All right. So,
the category.
All right, the first category.
There's going to be 1 hour of this, folks, so order some pizza, make love to your wife or mom.
With us in the background.
The first category is going to be viewing, which is TV movies. That
use the microphone.
Sorry.
He's fine, actually.
Viewing.
The question is, what real Seattle band was featured as the Rockers' Citizen Dick
Tabor?
Pearl Jam in singles.
That's correct.
Yes. Damn.
All right.
You can finish the question.
Very good.
Don't ask me questions about my favorite movies, fool.
Sorry.
I thought they had to.
That's one. All right. So you get to pick. Yeah, that's one for Tabor. Somebody keep score. I can't do this.
Scorekeeper.
Yeah. I got it figured out there. But all right. So
I'm
go
also ahead. Playing, so I can't promise I won't cheat.
Tabor gets
all right,
points.
So 60. Tabor, pick the next category.
Pick the next category, Tabor.
More viewing.
More viewing. What Kevin Costner film was the first Western to win a Best Picture Oscar since, I think Scotty had that, Tombstone. Let's see if that's correct.
That's not correct.
And
I mean, why
does Dances
with Wolves? Tabor gets
damn
another one.
I didn't even. Tombstone's not even Kevin Costner.
Yeah. That's
Wyatt Earp, I think, was
what
you
meant.
You Hollywood.
You're just negating your opinions from the previous.
That was
hours.
My funny answer. That was my funny answer.
No. All right, Tabor, what's the next category going to be?
Let's go with viewing.
Viewing again. Yes, it's just
that's all I do.
What drama series was filmed in Washington State just down the road from the site of Twin Peaks?
Oh.
Tom.
X-Files.
And that is incorrect.
I don't
Tabor.
Know.
Northern Exposure.
That is correct.
Holy
another
buckets.
One for Tabor.
I never watched that show. That's how good I am.
Tabor's on a
he's on a roll.
I'm going to go with Hanging.
Hanging. All right, we change up categories. What golfer led the PGA Tour in driving distance 8 years during the 90s? I know the answer to this, if no one else does.
No, I don't know.
No? No? Nobody?
I'm going to take a gander.
Oh. What? Oh. Raise your hand.
Raise your hand.
He did. John Daly?
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, Mike, he's in my Hot Shots Golf 3 game.
I haven't gotten used to the whole race.
He needed the money for the game.
You got to raise your hand.
Let's pick.
So it's not
you got to go like this, Norton.
I'm going to pick comic book just because it's a comic
book. Comic
book.
All right, we got comic books. I'm just going to flip to one side.
Put the microphone to your mouth.
He can hear me. Relax.
Come on, man.
He can't hear you.
What was Marvel Boy's secret identity and what were his powers?
Jesus Christ.
He was not Uranus. Jesus Christ.
And he could do whatever
you
gotta
he wanted. Raise your hand.
What was
I don't
his secret
know, I'm
identity?
Just my Hollywood Squares answer.
Marvel Boy?
Anyone? Tom?
Jim Stevens. So his car was whatever he wanted.
That's incorrect, sir. No one?
Oh, no.
All right, we'll pick another one from...
No, give us the answer first.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Bob Grayson, and he had super strength and speed, mental telepathy.
Now I know.
What are we doing now?
So now I just pick another one. Another comic book. We stay in until somebody gets it right.
Done.
Show's over.
This is, no.
Hey, Gene Rayburn.
Yes.
Put the microphone up to your
I'm
mouth.
I'm trying. I have to hold it. I'm fine. I project.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm looking at the levels right now.
Hey, techno. Just answer the questions.
Focus on the game.
Okay, here's the question.
I'm distracted by the technicality of all things.
Which side of Two-Face's face is scarred and deformed?
Ooh,
Hank had it. I don't know if that's correct or not. Let's see.
Night the other night.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Hank gets a point for that one. All right,
he's gotten it wrong. Would that go to the next person?
What's the category, Hank?
Hanging.
Do Hank.
Comic books.
Comic books again. Hanging. We go back to comic books.
Is usually with Mr. Cooper.
Oh, I can't pick that category. Let's see here.
Couple beers. Because the jokes are like rockets in space.
All right, this is... I'll give you the category because otherwise you might not be able to get it. This is the Avengers. Whose secret weapon is a deadly trained python?
Hands?
No one is an Avengers fan.
Oh!
Yes, Tom.
King Viper.
No, that is that is not correct.
I might as well guess if no one's gonna...
Captain America.
Snake Man.
Scotty.
Snake Man.
No, Snake Man.
Python
Snake...
Man.
Is it Boa?
No, it is not Boa.
The Constrictor.
No, it is not the Constrictor. All right, you guys already...
Snake Man.
No, it's
Serpent Society.
Yeah. Scales McGee.
No, it is not Scale. It's Princess...
Big Long Snake Guy.
Princess Python is the answer.
Oh, lame. That would... She didn't last long.
All right, here we go.
She was,
next,
she
next
was murdered by her own
We're
secret
horrible
power.
Nerds.
This is this is Hulk trivia. Where do S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Pentagon store Banner's gamma bombs? Anyone know that?
Email your answers and we'll answer it.
No, not the helicarrier, you idiot. Tom,
the surface of the sun.
No, are you? You do have a lobotomy. You did have a lobotomy, Scotty.
Dark Tower's bathroom right next to the microwave.
That is not correct.
The Nevada
Anyone
Desert.
Else?
I was going to say Nevada Desert, but okay.
Oh. No, you raised your hand, actually.
Oh, Nevada Desert?
Well, it's Yuma, Arizona, so no.
It's
not Nevada. But it's kind of it's as close as anyone got.
You got on that side of the country.
All right, we'll move on to another question. Let's see.
You don't know shit about comic books.
Yeah, you guys.
Turns out none of us are geeks.
Okay, maybe somebody will get this one. This is... Judge Dredd trivia.
Ooh.
Where does
Sylvester Stallone?
Where does Judge Dredd work?
Oh,
Mr. Burnham.
Mega City One. He's not even playing.
Oh well, he is now. He's playing now. He's paying attention.
Norton, you get those points.
Okay, Chris, what's the next category?
You hanging?
Keep it
hanging.
Hanging? You want to do hanging? All right.
I got Rice Burnham down.
With Mr. Cooper.
What U.S. author tapped out 5 of the 10 best-selling novels of the 90s? Tabor.
John Grisham.
That is correct.
God damn it, I knew it!
You were too slow. You were too slow.
You look in this direction. I'm over here.
I have fantastic peripheral vision, my friend.
Back the fuck up.
I can
see. You back the fuck up.
No,
he
has
peripheral vision.
I can't see straight ahead.
Yeah.
All right, what's the next category?
I'm with trends.
Trends. What star of Crybaby invented grunge, according to director John Waters?
Oh.
Tom.
Johnny Depp.
That is correct.
Yes. Fucking nuts. Jesus.
Peripheral, dude.
I just saw that.
He had you beat, man.
Trends
again.
Maybe eventually he was
Tabor, focus.
Trends.
Shut the fuck up.
What national restaurant chain whets patrons' appetites with Aussie tizers?
Oh.
Mike.
Outback.
That is correct.
Sweet potatoes.
Shareable starters for everyone.
Mike, what's the next category?
What are they? I forget.
They are moved like, you know, just... Oops! Wire technology.
I wonder if this
viewing
podcast will be on
trends,
the questions of
news, or hanging.
Let's try. Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
He thinks for himself.
What did the 50-pound What did the 50 pounds of white powder seized from Manuel Noriega's freezer turn out to be? It's a multiple. It's a multiple choice.
I don't care.
All right, you got it.
Baking soda.
Incorrect, sir.
Okay.
The multiple choice is laxative, tamale mix, or Slim Fast.
Slim Fast.
And
damn it,
tamale mix.
Yes, it is tamale mix.
Are you kidding me? I'm gonna go with.
That's the answer.
I'm gonna go with oops.
Oops again.
I'm always gonna pick.
Hey, face this way.
Here, I'll get over here a little more.
Yeah, there you go.
I can see you, dude.
No, you don't have to move.
Nice.
What Van Gogh work did the Getty Museum acquire after Aussie mogul Alan Bond couldn't pay up Mr. Norton?
Starry Night.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
After the Aussie mogul Alan Bond couldn't pay up the record $53.9 million he'd bid for it. Tom Caters.
The Scream?
No, that is incorrect.
That's Munch. That's the only argument.
Sunflower.
No.
Self-portrait.
We're done.
I think it's irises. Irises.
What was
answer.
That?
I was wrong.
Oops. With iris, are they flowers or eyeballs?
They're it's flowers. The name. Well, they're.
No, I was wondering what irises.
Maybe they're flowers.
I would imagine
like
they're
eyeballs.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna go with it. We're gonna go with oops again.
Oops again.
Oops, I did it again.
What 15-year-old actress documented her 6 years of drug and alcohol? Whoa, Scotty Young.
Drew Barrymore.
That is correct.
In what? What's she documented it in?
Don't worry about it.
I threw it away already.
Doesn't matter.
Johnny's on the board.
Are you just
her autobiography, Little Girl Lost.
Are you just putting the cards back in the middle? Don't put them in the back. Don't put them in the middle.
Why? It's different categories.
Yeah, I know, but put it in the
trends.
Back.
All right,
I will from now on.
Now you're going from the back.
Don't be crazy.
Hey, I'm going with trends.
Hey, who's running this fucking show?
I don't know.
What New Jersey company is credited with starting the inline skating boom?
Jesus Christ.
Mr. Burnham. That is correct.
Oh, well, I'm going to get Geico.
Don't fuck. You didn't know it.
What category?
Give Taylor the movie one.
Movies? Viewing again.
Viewing. It's also TV.
What sexist comic guest-hosted Saturday Night
Live? Yeah!
Yes.
Andrew Dice Clay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I really wanted to know it.
I think
really
we might have to wait.
I wanted the world to know it.
I think we should wait until the question is completely answered.
I think we have a fucking tranquilizer
before
gun
you can answer the question. Yeah, maybe a tranquilizer gun.
One
I forgot
two.
The tranquilizer gun. What category would you like?
Can I point out how much like a Hitler youth Scotty looks like with his arm out like that?
It's my quick raise. Sal's not looking at me.
I am looking.
It took Norton 12 hours to get to the Jerry Lewis.
Okay, so are we going to establish rules? You need to finish the
question? Let me finish the question before.
But no, it's really impressive when you mid-answer.
Okay, listen.
Impressive to who?
Well, here's the thing, right? Because if he's reading the question, he's looking down and he's not
seeing anybody. I can't see. I have to read. You know,
so wait till he's done with the question.
Hear me.
And for the listener. I get really intense with
you. I know. Let me finish the question.
Okay.
What category would you like?
Important.
Important.
I want everyone to have a chance.
What nation's healthcare system did 66% of U.S. residents say they preferred to their own in a... I didn't finish the goddamn question. I don't think that's going to work out because you guys are going
to
just keep...
No, we just have to show some discipline.
Preferred to their own in the 1990 Los Angeles Times poll. I don't know who had it first now.
I did, though.
Everyone should write it down.
I think you did. I
just do it the way we're doing it.
Canada.
All right, we're just going to have... Yes, it was Canada.
Just make sure...
I was going to say Canada.
Just make sure
halfway
that...
Through the question.
Let's go back...
I'll somehow read and...
Let's go with trends again. I like
trends
that one.
Again.
That's cool.
Trends. It's not even... Oh, it is a thing.
What displaced Alaska... What? What displaced Alaska as the least populous U.S. state in 1990? Mr. Tabor.
Idaho?
No.
Ooh.
Tom.
Wyoming.
Yes.
Oh, fuck close. Yeah.
Nice answer.
Oh, suck it.
Suck it. Geography.
I'll let you know, I was a geography major.
Oh.
Are you kidding?
No. I was a film and geography major. Not film that wasn't
and
that,
geography.
That wasn't a major, like film and geography. No, it was
all right.
I was a double major.
Did the cartographers talk shit?
What
too?
Extreme sport was banned in New South Wales for years after former Miss Australia was injured hitting Mr. Norton?
Wow.
See, he knows how
bungee jumping.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, nice.
Way to pull that one out of your ass, sir.
Who's beating me?
Give
a recap.
You are winning.
That's good. Tell me to know.
What category?
Viewing. Let's try the comic thing.
Comics. We're
let's
back
try
to
it
comics.
Again.
Back all to right. No Man's Land.
Table desert. Needs to go in the bathroom.
Let's see when I have a chance at.
Here's a good one. This former child star of Lost in Space plays an army officer in the night. Mr. Norton.
Bill Mooney.
I don't know. Yes, that is correct. It was a Captain America.
Can I share this?
Captain America. 1990 Captain America.
We just gave a refund to who played Robin? In
Burt Ward.
Burt Ward. Burt Ward. He bought it from us. I had a refund.
He
bought Vegas from us.
And he wanted a refund?
No, we had a deal. We had New Vegas come out. You get
$100.
Next question.
All right. Awesome. What category?
Let's try
Burt Ward bought
a Vegas.
Play it dangerous. All right. What gangly TV star recorded the novelty song I Think I Can Beat Mike Tyson before appearing? Oh, that was close,
was
but I think it was Tabor. I think it was kind of a tie, but I think he got up a little quicker.
Will Smith.
That is correct. It was Will Smith.
He's gangly?
He was gangly.
He was.
Before he put on the
early
Ali
90s,
weight.
He was insanely gangly.
Before Ali.
Yeah, before you hit the roids. What category would you like?
Allegedly.
Sorry.
I would allegedly like viewing.
Viewing. What sitcom character lost at Jeopardy despite categories like civil... Yes.
It is Cliff Clavin.
That is correct.
Nice.
Cliff Clavin. Very nice. Cheers, man.
One.
Cheers. One for Mr.
What's the category?
What category would you like?
Important.
What did Operation Desert Shield become on January 6th? Yes.
Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
No, no, I got you.
Operation Desert Storm.
That is correct.
Operation Desert Heat.
I will take...
And then it became Operation Desert...
Apocalypse.
Sword.
No, that was it.
That was after Extinction, right?
What category?
Same one.
Same one. What long-dead ruler did Boris Yeltsin arrange to honor and bury?
Ooh.
Yes.
Lenin?
No.
Lenin is still...
Yes, Tom.
Liar.
Yeah, you Ivan. Liar.
Ivan the Terrible.
Ant.
Peter.
No.
Alexander.
Hank.
Fallon?
No.
Oh, I was going to say that one.
Mike.
Frank.
No. Tsar Nicholas II.
Oh. Lame.
What a lame.
That was my second choice after Eric.
All right, so we're back to important again, and it is, who based the book Den of Lions on his 2,454 days as a hostage? Yes.
John McCain?
No.
Fuck.
That was like last year.
No.
Anyone else?
He was
a hostage in Vietnam.
Well, I know, but he didn't write the book.
He was in the shit.
POW.
He was in the shit.
Oh, I know.
Anyone? No? 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 Terry Anderson.
Isn't he a comic book writer now?
I love playing trivia games where after the answer that nobody knew, when they say the name, everybody goes, oh, I did know that.
Of course!
You don't know shit! All right, back to Gordon.
That was amazing.
What do the initials FYR stand for on a post-1992 map of Macedonia?
For your rectum.
No. Tom.
Former Yugoslavian Republic.
That is correct.
God damn, yeah. You're hot.
Look at this.
Ring that bell.
You're owning that bell.
FYR, so.
What category would you like?
I'm going to go important.
Viewing.
Important.
No. I impersonated him in this
What
voice.
U.S. president's library boasts a 3-ton chunk of the Berlin Wall? Yes, Mr. Tabor.
Ronald Reagan.
That is correct.
Yes.
To Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
What category?
Switch it up,
Taylor. We haven't done Wired yet.
Wired,
wait,
all right.
Oh, God, Wired. Oh, man. We're all even keel then.
What craft product lends its name to the cheesy practice of posting... Yes.
Velveeta?
That is correct.
What?
Practice of posting articles to widespread of unrelated news groups.
Velveeta. Velveeta.
Yeah, it's
wow. Wait, is it Velveeta or Velveeta Ing?
It's Velveeta. Is the product.
That's not even a word.
It lends its name to... What category?
Important.
Important. What was the Persian Gulf War's answer to Axis Sally, Tokyo Rose, and Hanoi Hannah? Yes, Tom.
Baghdad Betty.
That is correct.
Man,
Jesus, you are well read.
God damn.
Sorry. Can I see the categories again?
Be stupid.
Let me see here for a second. Sorry about that.
You are so hot to me right now.
Hanging. I'm going to do
hanging.
Choose right. Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
Question?
Cosby.
Okay.
Cosby trivia.
What hip-hop heroes joins forces with metal band
Public Enemy.
Yeah, as soon as I saw the answer, I'm like, Scotty's going to get this one.
Death Row. What a brother. No.
What category, Scotty?
Let me see the category list, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I'm
Thank
too
you.
Weak to keep my arm up.
Let's go with... what did you just do?
Hanging.
Hanging. Let's go back to hanging.
Let's go to hanging, because I'm doing it right now, out my shorts.
What city's annual running of the rodents is billed as the most exciting 2 seconds in sports? Tom.
New York City?
No. Anyone?
Running of the rodents?
London.
No. Crank. No. That would be Bulls. You don't know shit. It's
Montreal and French Canada.
No. It's Louisville.
I was going to say Louisville.
All right, we're back to back to hanging.
All right, hanging. We're still hanging, guys.
What was Alexandra Ripley's much anticipated sequel to Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind? Yes, Tabor.
Scarlet.
That is correct.
Oh, awesome. Was being gay paid off.
What category would you like?
Who hangs with Scarlet? How's that hanging? All right, let's see.
The writer.
People were anticipating the novel.
I want to go with, I'm more Wired. I'm Wired.
Wired.
Let's do it.
Jesus.
God. You got eight more.
You know what? I want to note this before we move on.
Yeah.
Anybody from this point on who picks me out as the most obnoxious loud one, I say, fuck you, sir. Fuck you.
You're a tamer screaming into the mic.
I can go home, guys. I can go home.
You're able to maintain. This only happens every
No, I'm really into winning things. Because I'm not athletic, and I'm really into trivia.
Let's do this.
All right, yeah. Let's do it.
I forgot. Wired, right? Okay.
Yeah, Wired.
What did the International Maritime Organization ditch in favor of satellite-based distress call systems? Mike.
Morse code.
That's correct.
Nice.
I knew that.
What category?
SOS.
Comics. Back to comics.
Back to comics?
Yeah, that's right.
Damn. Is this a question about the Now comic series of Fright Night?
Fright Night.
That's how I know. That's all I know.
Jesus.
Who is Jor-El's twin brother? Tabor.
Fucking no idea.
Twin brother? And I think I'm going to start giving negative points.
Yeah, yes. You probably should.
If you raise your
misanswering.
Hand.
Jor-El.
No.
Purell, yeah. Norton gets a point for that Hollywood
Who's Superman's, Superman's OCD cousin.
Bruce Valanche with the
No, it is not Jor-El.
Monk L.
Paul Lynn over there just broke
just
out.
It was
Paul L. Yeah, it was.
That's what you get
for L.
L.
No.
L'Oreal.
Mon-El?
No.
That's
Superboy.
We hate comics. Nobody knows anything.
It's Nim-L.
Nim-L.
I don't know.
Stupid.
This book's from like who knows.
This is amazing. All
right, we're back. We're back to comic books. All
right, I'm totally.
You know, Comic Geek Speak's gonna listen to this and go.
Yeah, whatever.
And then I'll listen to their show, laughing at us, going. Losers.
We've been up forever.
Yes, you know more useless shit than us.
Well, I mean, you know, this is how stupid are we?
What the hell?
It's not about stupid.
Hey,
it's
we
like, we do stuff.
We're getting, we're getting history questions correct. I'd rather get the history
questions
right.
Yeah, I would
right.
much rather get real
right.
life
yeah,
questions right.
Yeah, because you and me are getting those important questions. Yeah. I'd rather
it
know
says
that.
Important
like
on
when,
the category.
Like when, we bomb people and stuff, rather than like,
that's
all right, all right, all right.
What's his cape? What's the link?
Somebody get this, and then choose hanging.
Who's here?
Tim Seeley.
Oh,
nice.
Of what material is the lens of Cyclops' visor made? Mike. That is correct.
Of course it's ruby quartz.
Scotty, you didn't get it.
I was pretty first, but you're fucking not
no,
doing
he, I saw place. You. I he was first.
I want you to look right.
What category?
And then check everyone out.
Let's do... I'm going to... I hope I didn't tear up the...
Where do you find ruby quartz, anyway?
Rubyville.
I'm
Boo.
Hanging.
Hanging.
Yeah, hanging.
Wow.
Hey, we got 24 hours to fill.
What sport? What sports-loving New Yorker admitted he based his rapping voice on sportscaster Marv Albert? Yes. Tom.
Young Elsie.
No. And
Paul Lynn.
Wait, read the question one more time.
What sports-loving New Yorker admitted he based his rapping voice on sportscaster Marv Albert?
What's Marv Albert?
He's
song?
A.
Yes.
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 Downtown.
Yes.
Does anyone do that a lot in their song?
I'm Shaggy.
So yes. Raise your hands if you're going to answer.
Sports-loving rapper.
Jay-Z.
No, Mike.
I will say Flavor Flav.
No.
Sports-loving rapper. Yes.
You should have an answer before you raise your
yes.
Tone Loc.
No.
Tone Loc.
Yes, it's Chuck D.
Really?
Who said that?
Chuck D sounds Burnham. Nothing like Marv Albert. Back in the building.
What's what category?
Comics.
Why?
That's bullshit.
No, we need to redeem ourselves.
Yeah, important. He said important.
Yes.
He changed.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
He made an executive decision.
I don't give a shit.
Where'd Tim go? Category.
You're such a pushover.
Whose prenuptial agreement gave her a reported $10 million in Turner Broadcasting stock? Tom.
Jane Fonda.
Yes, that is correct.
Is that comics?
No, it was important.
He changed it.
He changed it.
I
was thinking of comics. I'm like,
Tom, what category?
I'm Julie Strain.
I'm going to pick comics just because, and I don't care what anyone, because now I got an important one, right? I
hate you.
It's debatable whether Jane Fonda's green on.
Why you going to come over here
and it's important.
The cover of that comic
earlier, important one, right?
Yeah.
You're going back to comic books?
Why'd you do it over here? There's like a whole empty store over there.
Okay. You guys will never get that fucking answer.
The one I knew.
My hand is all kinds of asleep.
There's quotes in here, which is weird.
That's a bit much, don't
yeah.
you think?
Not Peter Rios.
Scotty Chase.
Okay, this is sort of a... you
have. Get
This is the weirdest goddamn book.
Just read it.
All right, hold on.
It's in English and printed.
What is one of the few things that can repel venom? Mike.
Oh, sound waves.
Yes.
That is correct.
There we go.
Let me make sure.
Yes,
I drew that book and didn't know it.
Yeah, I was going to say. Did you draw that?
Something? I drew that fucking series. That shows you how good the writing was.
Trends.
Oh. What Robert Bly book about male rites of passage spent 63 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list? Mike.
Cider House Rules?
No.
Robert Bly.
I don't know who that is.
Anyone? Scotty.
Lord of the Fly.
No, that is incorrect. That is not correct.
No, that's wrong.
I'll try to cheat by all means necessary, bitches.
Anyone?
You were the guy that doesn't know what he's doing.
Men are from Mars, women are from Venus.
No. Iron John.
That's a stupid answer.
I never read it. Okay, we're going to go back to trends.
I refute that.
I read all good books.
What tennis star's court battle with former flame Judy Nelson Tabor?
Whoa. I thought it was...
Yeah, good idea.
Hey, yeah. The gray-haired dude who hosted the chair.
You don't know shit! Hank! No!
What's that?
Andre Agassi.
Okay. No!
Thank you.
Who else is left?
Pete Sampras.
No!
All right, good.
You guys are thinking the wrong sex. Martina Navratilova.
Stupid.
Oh, wow, what a trick.
Well, okay. Yeah.
The trick question.
All right, I'll give you that.
I like your glasses.
Back to trends. What repetitive stress injury caused by overuse of video game controllers is called Nintenditis?
Nah,
I think Scotty got that one.
Maybe
no? No, was I wrong?
Hold on, read it one more time.
He doesn't have it.
I got it. I'm number two.
No, Tom was number two.
All right, Tom, say.
Hold carpal tunnel syndrome?
No.
That's what I was going to say.
No, you were wrong anyway.
Callus, I don't know. What?
No, I was going to say carpal tunnel.
Oh. What repetitive stress injury caused by overuse of video game controllers is also called Nintenditis?
I don't know.
This is a brain?
This is one of the stupidest questions.
Blister.
The answer is Nintendo thumb.
Yeah.
So it's like the answer is...
Oh, my God.
Right. It's like...
Nerds!
What are the two...
That's weird because I was going to say that...
That's
I thought
not
it
a
was
real
called Nintendo thumb.
Well, it is. Evidently it is.
Nobody
That's
got
weird.
It right.
They answered the question.
We called it sweet blisters.
All right, listen. Sweet blisters.
Sugary sweet blisters.
What controversial items did the New York City school system start supplying to students in 1990?
Condoms.
I think Dave got that. He was close.
Are you kidding me? It's guns. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It was close. It was a tie. But so I don't know.
I get the point. I'm sorry, brother. Fuck.
Did you have the answer?
Yes, condoms.
Give them both a point.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Controversy.
Yeah. I can do that, right?
Baby.
I can do that.
Yeah. Do over.
All right. What category?
I
am a fair judge.
I'm going to split rounds? This point in half and give each of you. So what you should have done is threaten to split the point in half, and whoever decided that, no, I'd rather have the other one have the whole point than share a point.
Trends, sir.
Trends. Give me. I need the sheet back.
Why does he get to pick?
I'm in the middle. Next one. I'm middle, so I can handle
people. What plush company's earliest collectible items were... Mike.
Plush company, is that Tye?
Yes, it is Tye.
Holy shit.
Bastard with the Beanie Babies.
Yeah. Those 500 Beanie...
What category?
Get that answer.
Those 500 Beanie Babies, Norton, no one's finally paid off.
I'm just showing you what they look like.
Yeah, you said viewing. I'm going to go with comics just for that.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, Susquito.
Here comes
yeah, but I say Susquito because my gay neighbors taught me
it. Off of
my name is Earl. But they say Susquito. My gay neighbors say
yeah. Wrong. All right, suckers. Which of the following villains has Dick Tracy never faced? A. Flyface. B. Ratface. C. Pruneface. Or D. Funny Scotty.
Rat race. Frat face.
Rat race.
Rat race.
I don't know if that's... I don't even know the answer. There's no... Oh. Oh. Wow. What?
What did it say? He's faced them all. It was a trick question.
It was a trick question because he's not faced Fly Face and Funny Face, and you were completely incorrect. So,
what? Lame shit
that's
anyway.
That's ridiculous. You can't have two. Lame.
I didn't write the goddamn book.
It's a lame fucking question in the first place. I mean,
who wrote that book?
Stupid,
hey, Robert Bly wrote that book.
No, he did.
Oh, he did.
Wow, that's fucked up.
He is Robert W. Bly.
The podcast is over.
What a self-referential bastard.
What Robert Bly book has a lot of trivia in it?
Involving heroes.
Okay, here's comic books again. Who was featured alongside the Hulk in the comic book Tales to Astonish? Tom.
Human Torch.
No, that isn't correct.
That's, I know.
Tabor.
Thor.
No.
Fuck
name Scotty.
Off.
No.
Iron Man.
No.
Oh.
Mike.
Thing.
Doctor Strange.
No.
Did you look at the answer?
Yeah, I looked at the answer.
What is it?
Giant Man.
Giant Man.
Giant Man.
Wow.
Is that Stan Lee's little boy?
He like, used to be Ant-Man.
Name a hero. Giant
all right, all right. Man. Settle down before we have to have you removed by the bouncers. By the ushers.
This is retarded. It's a dumb name for things.
You make me happy because they won't hate me so much anymore.
All right,
well, you haven't played trivia with me. If we were in Gestures, man, you'd be kicking me out.
That's kind of crazy. That's why he's on the...
All right, here we go. Here's sort of comic books. What is Wimpy's full name and what's his favorite food?
Oh,
Tom!
Wimple Q Wimpleton and his favorite food is hamburgers.
Is it Wimple Q Wimpleton?
No, even the best! That is incorrect! That is incorrect! It is not Wimple Q Wimpleton. But his favorite food is hamburgers.
Why do you betray me?
Bastard!
Wimple Q.
Lying son of a bitch. I would love that if that was the truth.
It's, anybody,
why are you
anyone?
Betraying my trust, Tom?
No one, I'm assuming no one knows the answer.
It is hamburgers.
Brian Jones.
Yeah. No, it is.
Right. Jay-Z, Sean Carter.
It's Jay Wellington Wimpy.
Oh, man.
That's the answer.
Lame.
There you go.
Hey,
all right.
Grab yourself a Bud Light out of the fridge, and while you're there, I can have one as well.
You can hear a blow dart and then...
Yeah.
All right.
Tabor goes down by a blow dart.
I will fight all of you.
And lose
and
badly.
Lose. Yes.
This is not a small crew.
This is, yeah, you will not pee in the corner tonight.
There's no peeing in the corner. Dude, I didn't know where I was.
You were in a hotel room.
That was similar to the one we stayed in the night
hey,
before.
Ask,
I don't know where I am.
Hey,
and the bathroom is located way in the corner.
Let's get a question going because a snake's going to bite.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
What finger does Green Lantern wear his power ring? Tabor.
You don't know.
It's his left ring finger.
I was so sorry.
Yeah. Fucking nuts.
Scotty.
Right ring finger. That's fucking lame.
Hank.
Right middle finger.
That is correct.
Oh, that's so fucking vulgar.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay.
I've never worked for DC.
What category?
And I turn down commissions. I won't do them. God damn. These comic books.
No, I do them, but I won't do them of him.
Oh, my God. I'm going to wrestle you to the ground and be accused of things.
What? The most boring.
Yeah, that's why I turn them down.
No, I just, you know, just your face and my fist. That's all.
Hey, calm down.
I'm sorry. I'm getting competitive.
Jesus.
Everybody, can we just...
Yeah, we're just playing a friendly game of trivia here.
So fuck you.
After trivia...
No such thing.
After trivia, we're going out back for some one-on-one.
This will be everybody's favorite hour, I predict it now.
Yeah. There's people yelling at the screen, yelling at their...
How do you not know that?
This book blows.
I know it blows. That's why we're using it.
Someone at the third shift at Toyota factories.
Oh, I get it all the time. I'm richer than
all right,
man.
Nobody will know this one. Where did Daredevil go to law school? Scotty.
You don't know. NYU.
No.
That bullshit! What?
Mike, I see your hand almost poised to raise. That is correct! Harvard.
Thank you.
What a cliche place
what
to
a
go
dumb
to
school.
I would have said Empire State University. Wow.
Still with viewing, because I want to see if he's actually Spider-Man. Getting faster.
What NBC soap opera outlasted the spin-off Somerset and Texas before ending in 35-year run? Mr. Tabor.
Another World?
That is correct.
Holy buckets, I had no clue.
You love cock.
I had no clue.
You love cock.
What category?
I gotta go with viewing, man. I gotta keep. Did you mark that down?
I marked it down, you psycho.
What 71-year-old actor celebrated his Oscar win by doing a set of one-handed push-ups? Tabor again.
Fucking City Slickers of...
Gotta name them.
Oh, come on, movie guy. Oh,
yeah.
Gotta name
them. Give me the answer.
Five, four, three, two, one. Chris Burnham. Jack Balance. Chris Hatton.
You got the shit. You got the soap opera question and to and
Burnham,
get the manly one.
He had raised his hand almost at the same time.
I think
at
it's time for you to go home. Yeah.
Chris,
sad.
What category?
Yeah. You got the soap opera and not the manly one. You love cock.
Well, I couldn't think of Jack. I thought it was going to be a Cyborg 2 question.
Okay, here we go. This is important. What Star Wars...
Cyborg 2 question.
What Star Wars term did General Schwarzkopf famously use for his team of Gulf War strategists? Scotty.
Now I must crush you.
No.
That's Rocky
Four. Hey, Rocky Four. No.
Jedi Council?
No.
I want that. I wanted that to be the right answer. So
read the question again. I'm still.
What Star Wars term did General Schwarzkopf famously use for his team of Gulf War strategists, Mike?
I think it is Jedi.
Sounds
like Jedi Knight.
Yes, it is Jedi Knight.
Really? You can't answer twice.
He's a pimp.
He didn't answer before.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, that motherfucker is gangster.
Jedi Schwarzkopf?
Yes.
I got some Jedi Knights coming after
you. Jedi Knights, motherfucker.
All right, what category, Mike?
Let's not do comics.
Please.
Let's try hanging.
Hanging.
I like it. Some
what was the first REM album to spend time at the top of the Billboard charts? Tabor.
Green?
No.
Fucking
Mike.
Out of Time.
That is correct.
My second choice. That's not Green.
Category.
Son of a bitch.
What category?
Oh, category.
That would be you, Mike.
Important. Let's get
important. What Supreme Court nominee referred to his own confirmation hearings as a high-tech lynching? Tom.
Clarence Thomas.
That is correct.
Fucking nuts.
Important again.
Important again.
I saw an interview with you.
Yeah.
What nation repealed its 41-year-old Population Registration Act and that Dave.
China?
No. Oh. That classified citizens by race.
Oh. Now I do know.
Scotty.
Hogwarts.
No, it was not Hogwarts. Should I read it again?
Oh.
Tom.
Japan?
No. Tabor.
The United States.
No, it was not the United States.
41 years ago?
What nation repealed its 41-year-old Population Registration Act that classified citizens by race? Scotty, you already answered wrong once.
Africa.
I already answered wrong.
You already... Nobody... It's South Africa.
South Africa.
Oh!
Motherfucker!
You didn't even get it right!
Second time I had one word!
This can't be right.
No. Sorry. No points.
Who's winning?
No guessing in my game.
Honestly, you motherfucker.
I am no longer the villain. I
am no
longer the villain.
Absolutely, because you're cheating.
Get the point, he marks it down.
We have 10 minutes left of gameplay.
Okay, we're back to important. What country led all Arab nations in the number of troops participating in Operation Desert Storm? Tabor.
Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I saw the kingdom. That's why I know things.
What category?
Well, viewing.
What Jonathan Demme thriller was the first film... Tabor.
Signs of Lambs.
Yes.
Put the
you
lotion...
Had me
he's on a mission now because he's got to reclaim...
Skin.
What category?
Lotion in the basket.
Viewing. Viewing.
4 minutes?
What husband of a powerful comedian noted, "We're America's worst nightmare, white trash with money"? Scotty.
Earl.
No. Tabor.
Tom Arnold.
Yes.
God, I hate
someone
Tom
Arnold. Stop him.
Viewing, son!
Damn. Read slowly.
What role ensured Gene Roddenberry's wife, Majel Barrett, Scotty?
Earl.
No, come on.
What you made the rule. Don't raise your hand unless you know the answer.
I had an answer, bitch.
Dave.
Nurse Chapel.
No.
What?
What?
just read the question. Forget these guys. They're already out.
I think I know the answer.
He thinks he knows.
What role ensured Gene Roddenberry's wife, Majel Barrett, constant work...
Oh.
Tom.
The voice of the computer on
that is correct.
That's the other one.
Computer on Star Trek.
Good job. Ring that bell.
Important.
All right, well done.
What mountain range were two hikers crossing when they stumbled across the 5,300-year-old Iceman dubbed Otzi? Tom.
Cascades?
No. Scotty.
Alps.
Yes.
Oh, I just watched Planet Earth.
What category?
Oh, hanging.
Hanging.
No. I'm sorry. Trends.
Trends. What Pennsylvania city was the first in the U.S. to boast a bloodmobile for dogs? Dave.
Philadelphia?
Yes.
Oh. Way to guess a city in Pennsylvania.
If it works, it works.
What,
right?
What,
get the right answer.
What category, Dave?
Important.
Important. Back to important. What new nation gave the highest mountain in the former Soviet Union, Communism Peak, the new name Kuali... Is Moli Simoni.
Man, I really like Communism Peak better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What country?
What new nation gave the highest mountain peak?
Turkmenistan?
That is correct.
Whoa!
Holy
shit!
I fucking rock!
Damn!
I'm rocking
the knowledge.
What category? Important?
Sorry.
No.
What are you made of?
What member of George Bush's administration boasted that the Gulf War was a stirring victory for the forces of aggression? Tabor.
General, the black dude.
Wow. Oh. Wrong!
Remember your comment about racism?
It's Dan Quayle because it's something stupid.
Yeah. It's not black. Yeah.
Important.
This is the last question.
Last question. What acronym?
Colin Powell is who I was thinking of.
What acronym represented the 1991 treaty between the U.S. and the Soviet Union to reduce the numbers of long-range missiles? Tom.
SAE?
No.
Oh, it's...
Forget it, Scott.
Oh.
AIM.
Hydra.
MODOK. MODOK.
Anyone? 1991.
What acronym?
Yes.
NWA.
NWA.
5, 4, 3. You know, start.
Nukes with altitude.
Done.
And that's it. Who won?
Who won? Chris
Terry. Oh, congratulations.
Who always wins? Who always wins?
Congratulations, Mr. Tabor.
With a tied second place of Tom and me.
Do I get more credit for getting an incredible amount of important answers?
And the third place was a tie between Scotty and Dave.
So we were tied for last, baby.
All right. How many did we get right?
This game has held your own. Well, fine. I guess if I spent a little less time getting filthy rich, I'd know more stuff.
Okay, we're done.
I'm into the borax factory of your love. Dragged by mule train out across the alkaline plain to the borax factory of your love. There's a bag of borax in a